You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
Hello, and welcome to a slightly different Formal Shark.
Yeah, we are having a barbecue.
We are, so we're outside.
We're outside, we went to the barbecue to finish smoking us, I think.
Yeah.
So we can put some meat on.
Meat! And this is done through the wonders of magic technology and recording devices.
So the audio is probably a bit different.
Yeah.
We're out the studio, as in we're out the back of the studio.
Yeah.
In what looks like a building site.
It does look a little bit ropey.
It's better than before with all the stagnant water.
Oh.
I decided I'd clean all that up.
Oh, that was
still a bit pongy at that end.
But this end, it's quite nice. Could paint some scenery on your wall, and you might even think you're in like somewhere
Barbados.
Nice. Maybe not Barbados. I was maybe thinking, you know, somewhere a bit less nice than that.
So then we've got our chairs from the 60s.
Yes,
genuine 60s chairs.
Genuine 60s deck chairs.
Yeah.
My trousers are falling down.
Oh, you're just exposing yourself to all the listeners.
There we go, that's better. Sorry, listeners.
So we have some good news for people. So far with our raising money, did a thing for £25.
£25
to Dave for No Hate UK.
No Hate UK?
Yeah, so I've given them that.
And that was all through the kind...
people signing up for Flavourly, really.
Yeah.
So go on our Twitter and there'll be the link there. If you go through that, we're donating the money. I even put the PayPal so people can see we're actually doing it.
Yeah.
We'll probably change the charities each time. I'm thinking about maybe is it LGBT?
Yeah.
Or is that a sandwich?
No, that's not a sandwich. That would be the group of people with varying sexualities.
Yeah. Just after that, some turds in
Teesside, Stockton.
Yeah. Decided
to burn somebody because of the type of person that they like to have sex with.
Yes, that I don't.
Which really doesn't affect anybody else's lives.
No. So I was thinking that'd probably be the next one, unless my mind changes. But it will be something to do with basically to stop hate.
Yeah.
Because that's after the Brexit, it seems to be a lot of hate with a lot of morons.
And, you know, we might be a bit mean and a bit crass sometimes, but we're fair people.
Yeah, we're like everybody.
Everybody should be equally.
So yeah, to buy some beer, we buy beer from Flavourly from our link. We donate the money to charity because what we do is we get the beers in out by buying the beers anyway.
Yeah.
So it's still like my bloody personal money.
Yeah, but basically,
I've just took the price.
Instead of us getting the £5,
Took the price off our first beer
cheapness.
And rolled up in my hand.
It goes out. Yeah. Right. Okay. Beer number one.
Was £2.39.
And that would have been from Coppers.
Was it from Coppers?
Now, this one is called Thirst Chop. It's Thirst Chop Sill. The label's a bit awkward to read. It's from Modern British Ale, handcrafted in Manchester. It is 6.2%, a 330ml bottle. Can. 330ml can. And it's 6.2%.
What?
Black IPA.
Black.
It is. Da-da-da-da. Gluten-free.
Oh, right, so...
Our people who are intolerant of bread, not people, they're intolerant of gluten.
So, is that wheat and shit?
Yeah.
Because I never know, I hear people say it.
So they've got an intolerance, but it's a food.
So it's an acceptable.
Which is mildly acceptable.
Tolerance. Well, I'm fucking that right up. As you'd expect with a black IPA, it's pouring dark.
The name gives it away, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it could be lying. I've had beers that have said one thing and been the other. Oh, you've got all the shit at the bottom, and I've got more than you. But because I'm older and wiser,
I wouldn't say wiser.
Very
that
fresh,
smells very nice.
Very fresh smelling,
fruity a little.
Yeah, like a dark, like
I want to say mango or something.
I was thinking more like a dark, foresty sort of fruit.
Yeah. It's not how it tastes.
So it hits you with a bit of bitterness to start off with.
Yeah.
And then it's just pleasant is the best way to put it.
There's nothing that strikes out as a particular flavour.
Mm.
It definitely smells lighter than it looks, but then when you taste it, it does feel and taste dark.
Yeah.
It's
got a very... Oh, Ben's coming out the house.
Yeah, he's...
ignoring us, just going straight out. Ben!
Nope. Oh, well.
Children, they're just...
It's a cat. It's not really a child.
It's my child.
Cats never obey you. So, yeah, I mean, it's a complicated one to describe.
Yeah. There's a lot of radio silence there.
Yeah.
Audio silence as we both took a gap and tried to describe a beer that's nice. And it's a very nice beer. It's going to be hard to put on the board.
Yeah, especially how it's not outside with us. But yeah. We came prepared. We've got photos.
Yes, we've got photos. Give something at about 55. Tell us what's about 55.
About 55.
Oh, you haven't got the photos ready.
I've not got the photos ready.
So I'm going to have to entertain the people.
You are. You're going to have to give them a little
I had a story to tell them, but then I forgot it.
Okay.
I thought I had to tell them that story.
55.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that range.
Right, so 54, there is Panda Frog Project 52. There's nothing at 55. And then at 56, there is Pandademic, Concert Airworks, Men of Steel, and Shopeebro Mobile, or Molly, that's what it was.
Well, right, it's probably 57 then.
Northern Alchemy, Coffee and Orange Oatmeal Pale, London Beer Lab Mosaic Pale Ale.
Yeah, I would put it about there then, 57.
Yeah.
Are you going to write that down somewhere?
I'll message it, yeah.
57. If not, we'll forget. So,
yeah,
57. So, we're not pairing this with anything at the moment because the barbecue is still.
We'll pair it with air.
Yeah, smoke at the minute. But the next food definitely will because I'll be cooking it in the magic of the little ditty.
Magic of the little ditty. It's going to be really long. You're going to make it an extra long ditty to give it the idea that you're actually cooking.
No, it's the magic of audio.
So it'll just be shortened down. So does audio in general make everything longer and shorter?
Well, no, if you edit it, it's called editing. You know a movie that's over lots and lots of years? You know 12 Years of Slave?
Yeah.
Was it 12 years?
It felt like it.
I'm sorry for being saying that.
Did we agree 56?
Yeah, I think. Well, that's what it is now because it's been messaged to us.
Yeah, 56.
Now the cat is back watching us, thinking, what are them idiots doing?
Why are they sitting in a corner full of milk and bricks?
Drinking beer. Right, yeah, we'll be back after this ditty.
Boop, boop, boop. Cool, right.
So by the magic of audio, we've
had our little ditty.
Yeah, we've had our ditty. Our food is almost ready.
Yeah, got some lovely lamb kebabs.
Lamb kebabs from Tesco's, the one 3 for £10.
So this one is £2.29 from Coppers, 330ml bottle.
You bought this because of the name, didn't you?
5.2%. No, I bought it because I quite like the label. And then I read it was Dropkick Me Jesus from Tempest Brewing Co. And I thought, no, that's even better name.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop that on the side.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a sour pale ale with Amarillo.
It's the way to Amarillo. I'm hugging my pillow.
Yep, if that's the words.
I don't know if that's the words. Made famous by Peter Kay, isn't it?
Yep.
I'll get some things on sticks as well. I don't need two plates, do I? Just shakes.
Oh, yeah, we can share. We're like lovers.
Yeah, so. Right.
So. It smells minging. It really does.
It's got a very sour smell to it, but it is a sour, isn't it?
It is a sour.
It has that sour smell to it. Do you think all sours smell like that?
No.
Sours don't smell.
Some sours smell sour and smell and they kind of start to make your mouth salivate.
Oh, a lovely one in BrewDog the other night, but anyway, that's...
But this doesn't have a good smell. It smells like dodgy feet. It tastes better than it smells.
Yeah. So it...
I don't know about it. I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think I'm... But we're not sour people, are we? We're not necessarily into ourselves. I'm going to try it with the lamb, because I thought
I'm
might cut through the lamb. And
have a bit of lamb.
Lamb. That's interesting. Completely takes the sourness away from it with the lamb.
It does. It tastes better.
Goes with the lamb a lot better.
Mm.
But that's what I've always found with sours myself, is if you pair them with the right food, they'll really help. If you have a sour with something greasy, it seems to cut through.
There is a taste on this, a really good base taste.
Yeah.
Of a quality pale.
Like, I think if you
and
like.
It just seems as though they've forced this sour flavour in to say the sour.
But. In debatable circles, they think that sours is going to be the next big thing, isn't it? And I think it's nice. It's a taste that you don't get widely available. It's drinkable. I would buy it again occasionally. It's not something I would go seeking out, but I would.
Yeah.
You know, maybe once a year, pick it up and... I think I'm more of a fan of New Barrier Standard.
There's better sours out there, I think.
What did we give the last beer?
56.
Say about 50 for this?
I think it deserves a little bit better than 50.
What's at 53, then? He has to turn his phone on.
And no...
Go to pictures, even though he knew we were going to be at here.
Right, no, 50, because 50 is Flying Dog Snake IPA.
Yeah, so that's about right.
And 51 is the Higher Wire Grapefruit Pale Ale.
Yeah.
Which I think is better.
Yeah, so that's...
So 50 is...
I think the way to win points with us is it to be a double IPA or something like that. Something... High percentage and a lot of flavour. We're both not into the sours that much. Yeah, that's our crack with that. These are good, aren't they? These random bits of lamb on a stick. It's probably testicle and stuff. It was on cheap from Tesco. Well, it wasn't on cheap, but it was on 3 for a tenner. That all of our meat today will be off.
Yeah.
Our three meats. Quite hot, though.
No, I think there's. It's not awful, but I think they've not. I wanted to give it more points because I've had sours, and I've had a sour that you didn't like and was incredibly sour. But the more you drank it, the better it got.
Yeah,
this isn't doing that.
I had
this
a really nice one
the
other night in Brewdog. I can't remember what it was called. When I was spending my birthday vouchers you give us when you weren't there. Yeah, and it was just like Ribena, like a sour Ribena.
Yeah.
Oh, it was lovely. It was only 2 or 3%. It wasn't a high percentage one. You know when you're at that point in the night where you've started on something too high, because I started on something that was like 10%. I keep doing, because I'm an idiot. And then I went down to, it was nice. And they also, in Brewdog Newcastle now, do pizzas.
Awesome.
Seem to be a regional show, so that's good. Go
it
down
seemed
and have
to
a
be
pizza.
A regional show.
Yeah.
Don't mean to be, but yeah.
Well... Tough.
Well, when I was at the Brewdog in Liverpool, they had full-on burgers and all sorts of other things. Because I was a little bit upset there was no pies.
Oh, so did they not do the pie minstrels there?
No, they didn't have any pies there. It was just burgers, and it sounded really nice.
But I wonder if the pie minister thing was just like not northeast, but a northern thing, because obviously pie minister's Yorkshire, isn't it, I think.
I don't know, because they had.
Oh, they had them in Bristol, didn't they? If you can hear stuff, I live near factories. I'm basically on the edge of an industrial estate.
A small industrial estate of two industries.
Yes, but it's an industrial estate. So what you're going to hear now is... What the fuck?
Cement work.
It's the Blitz.
Fuck off.
Some big burly man comes round now and starts...
I wasn't talking to him, I was talking to the noisy lorry. Right, Phil's going to do his magic editing again.
Yeah.
And some time may pass.
Mm-hmm.
For the next beer.
Yeah.
Cool, right, we're back.
We've now got burgers on the... burger.
And these are from Tesco, aren't they?
Yes.
So are they made out of horse?
I don't know. I don't know what they're currently making them out of. Do I care? Does it as long as it tastes nice?
As long as it tastes nice. I mean, I don't care. I'd be probably buying more if they said they were horse.
Yeah, horse is more lean.
I'm surprised Tesco didn't take the moment after that whole horse meat scandal and actually make horse burgers.
Well, yeah. If people... The thing is, it's just... Oh, that was another cling of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a whole thing where because we grew up with horses on farms and stuff, we didn't eat them. So then that thing is, there's no why we don't eat them. There's no reason.
No,
you know,
you just don't typically want to eat your animal that's doing the work for you.
Yeah,
until it dies and then fair game. Right, this is a 355 mil can. It was £2.95 from Glug in Newcastle. Sorry, Glug.
Ah, but. Is the other half of the business. So they do spices and stuff, and that's and they refer to Glug as Glug.
So it's just Glug.
It's just Glug.
And they're just cheap and get the same label for that.
But they're the same business, because if you're going to look on them online, it's and Glug.
Okay. And Glug. So if you're looking online, it's and Glug.
Yes.
If you go into the shop, it's just Glug, but you go through the same door for
Yeah. No, you go through the other door, but you can then go through because there's a little passageway.
Right.
It's in Newcastle Indoor Market. It's a nice little shop.
This says it's brewed in New York, so surprise, surprise, it is their Brooklyn brand brewery. And this is called American Ale. And it's 4.5%. Ah. It's quite a stiff can lid.
Oh, right. Are we reviewing the can lids now?
I don't know. Well, we can if viewers want us to review can lids. There's probably some freak that listens to us that goes, yeah, please review the way they lid and cap their bottles.
These burgers have got little humps.
They have got little humps.
Humps.
They're lovely lady humps. Oh, my milkshake brings the boys to the yard. Or dogs, as we saw before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the little...
In the
ditty break.
The ditty break. That very short moment.
Yes, we need adverts, and then it would work better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you want to advertise us.
Yeah, if you want to be like, I don't know,
Booper could, or Alcoholics Anonymous, that might work.
Like Smith's Wheelbarrows. Get your wheelbarrow needs from Smith's Wheelbarrows.
John Smith? They could advertise.
No. I'd only have product... that I like myself.
I'd charge him a fortune. I'd take the money.
Oh, and just tell everybody
got
not
a price.
Not tell.
And just go, don't bother buying them the crap. After we've reviewed them, of course. We can't say that without reviewing.
Well, that's got a really nice honey smell, ooh, hasn't it? Nice sweet honey.
Between the smoke from the barbecue.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Really refreshing. Slightly lagery in its flavour, but got that little bit more flavour, but it's still, you know, it's very malt, got that lagery maltiness to it.
Yeah.
Very refreshing. Perfect barbecue beer.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
We've got knocks of the nail in the head with this one.
You know, that is the perfect one, just to be supping back, we've got the barbecue going, in the 60s deck chairs.
Yeah, I mean, they say on the back here, Brooklyn American Ale is easygoing, versatile, and dependable.
Yeah.
So...
it's the sort of husband you want.
Yeah. If you're going to, you know, fall off a cliff, you can depend on this.
If you're going to marry your beer, marry this beer.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can hear me because I'm behind the mic.
They probably can.
If you can't hear us, I'm just...
Phil's currently prodding burgers.
Well, burgers that aren't quite ready yet. Well, they are ready because they're cooked, but they're not...
not ready, just ready. Quite yeah. barbecued.
See, I should have done a steak, and then it could have been and then eaten.
Mm. No, so, this is a really good.
It's really good.
Like, it's not very fizzy. I was expecting it to be a bit kind of fizzy or a bit more head, but that head that like it was poured on it is definitely.
I think it's
died
a typical Brooklyn beer in that it goes so far. It's a nice,
beer,
good quality, but it's got that commercialness to it. Yeah. But it's a good quality commercialism, like the likes of your BrewDogs and your stuff like that, rather than, you know, commercial beers are built to taste nice rather than commercial beers that are
built to be
to be pimped, like Witchwood.
Yeah.
Mentioning no names.
No. We've not reviewed them yet.
No.
Let's not upset them.
Yet. No, Witchwood will have some probably beers that we like,
yeah,
but it's
and
just...
I mean, we grew up on Witchwood. Yeah, we drank numerous of their
I know
ales.
A man that will kill us for slander on them.
Yeah.
One of our friends is very much into that sort of stuff. We'll probably have him on the show if he ever comes up, because he likes his beer just as much as us.
Yes, he likes a slightly different type of beer.
Yes, and that's why I would have him on the show, so we could go to him and bully him. And tell him he's wrong.
Make him cry.
Yes. Tell him he's got to... We'll tell him we'll phone his dad.
Yeah, we'll phone his dad. Dear me. So, yeah, we're just waiting for these burgers. And then
you need to entertain... Or should we press...
We could pause it.
And then we'll have the little ditty.
Ditty, and then we'll review the burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now we've got some burgers and some buns, some squash buns.
Yeah. Cold squash buns because I left them in the fridge. You don't normally put them in the fridge, but I just put the entire carrier bag in because I'm an idiot.
They're a generic burger.
Yeah.
They're not the cheap, shitty ones that decide to go like five times smaller.
But they're not a nice burger.
But they're not exceptional.
No, it's...
I mean, it's meat.
It's...
meat.
It's last weekend before payday.
Yeah.
Meaning... food is crap.
Yeah.
If it'd be next week, I'd have been going and getting a nice minty lamb burgers.
Minty lamb burgers.
From our local butchers that are very nice.
But,
so, what we're going to give this? He has to take another mouthful because he's forgotten.
Another mouthful. I want to say mid to high 50.
Yeah, 50...
58.
58, yeah, I'll go for 58.
58.
58.
There we go. Goes well with barbecue food, crap burgers.
Yeah. I'm not
slightly lagery beer.
I've got a bit of tooth off. Testicle or something.
It's a bit of questionable meat.
It looks like joint.
That's definitely a bit of gristle. Or a bit of hoof.
Yeah. Them last things were definitely nicer, the little lamb turds on a stick.
So the question is, is questionable lamb nicer than questionable beef?
Yeah, questionable lamb was nicer than questionable beef.
But what parts of the lamb are they using? And what parts of the beef? So if it's anus, basically a sheep's anus is nicer. Is that because if they're from Wales, they've been tenderised?
I don't know. I don't know what... I'm not a...
Any farmers out there listening...
Why do we like lamb more than beef?
Why is questionable lamb better than questionable beef?
I don't know, it might not be in every kitchen, it might just be our taste buds.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It might be that the question of lamb had lots of mint in it.
Mm.
And then lamb is always a fatty meat anyway, so it had a lot of flavour, where this doesn't particularly have much flavour. And it just tastes of a bit pepper to hide any other taste.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get back to you with the sum up, probably with more food.
Meat. Right, okay. This is what we call the sum up.
Yes.
We don't do any addy ups.
No, we've had three beers.
Yes.
Outside in a barbecue.
Yes.
I think that should be it for the sum up.
That's
be like, we want our money back of a free product.
Yeah. And they might not. Should we just stop in here and just be done?
We'll just call it Theresa May's Britain.
Yeah. That's it. Can't afford any more minutes.
No. We've got to live within our means, that's what you said.
Yes, live within Do you not live within your means normally then? Do you go out and, you know, buy everything you want? And
depends, technically I don't, because I'm always in my overdraft.
But if you got out your overdraft, would you be back in it?
Well, I get out of it every month.
Well, there you go. So you live within your means?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Did you hear Trump's bloody speech?
No, I don't listen to him because he's a tit.
Oh, very, very...
He's just like, ooh, we're going to give everybody free things and promise stuff we can't.
Basically, it was just, I do not like foreigners, and was very...
Maybe you shouldn't shout that out so loud when we are outside.
Sorry, we're in the northeast of England, there's not that many about. And also, we like them.
Yeah.
We're our Flavourly.
Yeah.
The link that's on our Twitter and things. Sign up for Flavourly. It is good service. You get beer. Get £10 off your first order.
And it gets delivered to your door?
Yeah. So what it means is, you're going to get beers for a pound a beer.
Pound a beer? I mean, can you actually go to the pub and pay a pound for a beer?
Probably. It's probably Foster's.
I don't know. I don't think you can go to the pub and get a pound of beer. Wetherspoons, I think the cheapest is £1.20.
Right.
So, I mean, that could be beating Wetherspoons.
And is that... What's... But anyway, it's bottle, so...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's still a pound of beer.
So, yeah, that's what I would go in there. You get the first one. It's worth it. You can have it in. You have some different beers. If you don't like it, cancel it.
Exactly.
We don't work for them. That's how I was going to do, but I got conned.
You got conned. Do you think it was an application form to work with them?
But Beer52 that I've signed up for, I do have to cancel.
Yeah.
Quite quickly, because I can't keep both of them open.
Because that means you're not living within your means.
But it means that from next week, next week's in about 2 minutes' time. It's in about 10 minutes' time. We can review a different thing, but you don't get as much beer for your money. So I'm hoping that the Beer52 beers should be much nicer beers.
Yeah.
Because if not, I will be disappointed and...
Yeah,
we'll have to start.
That means we'll have a good kind of discussion.
Yeah,
about the various beer subscriptions.
You haven't signed up to Flavourly yet.
Not yet. You know, calm down. I'll sign up to it.
How? I get £10 at the minute off.
£10, right? You know,
£10 that can go to charity. I don't know how long that's going to last.
I'll do it when I get home.
Good.
Yeah.
Then you can bring the beers around to here.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, we were talking about going out next week. I've got two loads of beers coming. Maybe it's not the best idea to
Maybe
go out on the drink.
Maybe stay in.
Stay in, yeah.
And get, yeah, because if not, we're not living within our means. Yes. We'll be going out and drinking again.
Oh, it'll be Friday or Saturday.
I'm getting
tired. Oh, you can't drink anymore. I can't believe that, right? It was out Friday, and then Saturday you couldn't go out drinking. How old are you?
I was drunk. I was still drinking at, like... Oh, that's good. Half two in the morning.
Yeah, but then
4 hours sleep.
Right, then you go back to bed during the afternoon that you can do because you weren't drunk and tired, and then you wake up at about...
I couldn't sleep. I wasn't in the mood for sleep.
But you should have been, because then you could have been out with us, drinking.
I know you were out on the Friday.
Yeah, but I wanted to go out on the bloody Saturday night as well.
So you wanted out two nights?
Yes.
You were going to be greedy.
Yes.
And have beer two
because
nights.
I am not... You're lightweight, ain't you?
I'm not a lightweight.
I can take two nights in a row.
I could have if I'd not drank so much the first night.
Oh, I drank lots the first night, just not as late as you. I was tucked up in bed by 11 o'clock. They got me back.
By 11 o'clock.
But you didn't get the experience of going through Newcastle drunk in an open-top car.
No, I didn't. No.
You might do next time. You'll have to sweet-talk my dad. My dad was most upset.
Was he upset that I wasn't there?
Yeah.
Because
he didn't get his beer.
Oh.
Actually, we do need to go to Brewdog Newcastle because I've got V4 and V5 in.
Ooh.
I took your picture and told you about it and said we should go
to
the next one.
You just told me they've got V4, V5. You didn't take me a picture.
All right. So I think we should...
And I forgot about it because I was a little bit drunk.
Yeah. I think the next possible opportunity, the O3, we should go down.
Okay.
I don't think we'd get down in time.
No, we'll probably not get there in time now.
Just for two beers.
Yeah.
It would be an awful kerfuffle. That's our life. We're just talking about our life now.
We are.
We are planning our life.
Really poor roundup. We should have stopped it when we said we were going to stop it.
Instead of just telling... We're telling about people about good bars to go to. We're talking Newcastle.
Yeah.
Go to Wylam Brewery. That's quite good. The tap house is there.
Yeah.
Then walk down from... Down there, where would you go next from there?
From Wylam Brewery?
Yeah.
You've got to come all the way back into Newcastle.
Yes.
There's Dat Bar.
Dat Bar.
That might be the closest, because that's just next to Co-op.
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 No, we're just thinking now. Anyway, there's lots of good bars in Newcastle. If you're ever coming up to Newcastle and you're up for a year and you need somebody to show you around, just give us an email and we'll give you our bad advice.
Yeah, we'll happily get drunk with you.
Yeah. Okay, so
I mean, we might charge for the service. Do you think that could be a chargeable service? We could charge like £5 an hour. Or even say 50p an hour.
Or just don't buy a round.
All that, yeah. Cost them just a handful of drinks.
You know, they've got to buy a round, and we will be sensible with our pick. We're not going to say, oh, we'll have a pint of Bismarck.
No.
But we'd be sensible with it. We'd buy what we would normally buy. That would range from normally about the £5 mark. Sometimes we feel a bit more adventurous. But it'd just be naturally what we would pay.
Yeah.
So I have to take the two of us, though.
Okay.
Because if not, it's unfair.
Because you don't like new people. You're scared of people.
No, because it happens the full
people.
Phil and Bob experience.
Yeah.
We'd have to say everything in front of a microphone.
Even if it's not recorded.
Yeah. And if we're doing a proper two, we'd have to have an umbrella.
I can do the umbrella. I've got an umbrella in my car.
Yeah, and then, like, go around.
Yeah. If you couldn't, you wouldn't have been able to see Phil put his arm up like...
Well, why can't they see? They should imagine it.
Yeah, imagine.
They should imagine the same thing as I'm doing.
They'd probably imagine you completely different to the way you actually look.
That's it. If you don't see them, they'd be imagining both of us. Probably, because whenever I hear a voice, I tend to imagine them sexier than they are.
Yeah, and then it gets a bit disappointing when you see them. You're like, oh.
Yeah, you've been contacting somebody on the phone for ages, and you've got this idea that they're like a big blonde...
Yeah, I'm really attractive, and it's not. It's like you, just with boobs.
Yeah. There's quite a few times I've sort of made my own image of somebody and then went, not because of that ugly or anything, just it wasn't what I'd...
It was completely different to what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Does that not just make you kind of realise you shouldn't be doing that?
What? But it's fun.
It's fun.
I'll burn you.
That sounds a bit... angry, really.
With a lighter with a torch on. I didn't know they got them.
Ah, it's with a
I think it's probably
UV torch.
Yeah, it's a bull brand.
So if you look at it and wave it a bit, it'll make your eyes go funny.
All right, it's bull brand. Anyway, should we stop this? This is the worst show ever.
Worst show ever. Right, thank you very much.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.